corporate excesses and the question of government responsibility continue to dominate the political headlines over the weekend. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Where do corporate regulatory bills stand in Congress now?
Well, the chief bill in the Senate, the one sponsored by Banking Committee Chairman Paul Sarbanes of Maryland, a debate could finish on that today. The bill could pass this week, and it's expected to pass overwhelmingly with broad bipartisan support. Now, this is the bill that sets up a new commission to regulate auditors. And yesterday, Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Harvey Pitt said he supports that bill. He, of course, has been the president's point person in the administration on all of these corporate questions. But the president still hasn't said what his view of the Sarbanes bill is, although there are indications from the White House that any bill regulating corporate America that reaches the president's desk will be signed. The Democrats continue to believe that they've got a terrific issue here. They're making ads for the fall campaign. But it's interesting. The polls do show that Republicans are in more trouble on this issue than Democrats in general. But on one question asked in a Gallup poll that was released over the weekend, who's more to blame, George Bush or Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton is blamed more than George Bush. That's probably just a reflection that people still hold the president in high esteem. But he so far, seems to be getting off unscathed on this.
What about the questions regarding his corporate dealings and Vice President Cheney's?
Well, again, this is something the Democrats certainly find that works for them. And there are lots of editorials and newspapers, of course, some saying this is that George Bush's dealings as a director of the energy company Harkin years ago are really irrelevant and should be dropped. But the Democrats are calling it a cloud over the president's head, saying that he needs to get all the papers out of the SEC in terms of those dealings. And there are such things as, I saw one cartoon over the weekend that had the president walking into a cabinet meeting saying, well, what did you think of my speech saying that corporate executives should go to jail? And the cabinet room was empty. I mean, that's the bigger problem for the president and vice president is the perception that they are so tightly tied to big business. And then there's the question of whether the administration still is. There are lots of Democrats and some Republicans calling for Harvey Pitt, the SEC chairman's head, saying he's been too tightly tied to big business to allow him to continue in his job.
What's a smart move for the president there?
Well, I think that absent any kind of scandal, he can't ask Pitt to go. And Pitt says the country needs him now. He knows what he's doing. But obviously it adds to the problem of the perception of the administration being too close to big business and Republicans being too close to big business. But look, the important thing is this isn't really about Harvey Pitt or George Bush or Dick Cheney. It's about the market. And if all goes well, nobody much cares. If not, it doesn't much matter what Congress passes and the president signs. People are mad. They're going to stay mad until the market goes up again.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.